process for us, and we think he's going to be a real good player. He needs a lot of work, like they all do, and he'll put that work in the summer, and we'll go from there. But you know, the good thing about Matthew is he understands this is not the finish line by any stretch. This is just the starting point. But to get him signed was that's a good thing, and onward and upward.
Is there a message there by doing this, getting it out so quickly, and that people perceive the organization a certain way and how you do business, or is that just?
I don't know. I think, you know, when we look at Matthew, this is an inevitability, whether it's today, tomorrow, a month from now. You know, we talked after we drafted him and said this is, you know, our plan is to get him signed sooner rather than later. And like you mentioned a little bit, his plan is put in place now for the summer. He knows, this young guy, he feels like he hasn't been off the ice, or it's been a whirlwind for him since the end of May when he went to Red Deer. So now he'll get a little chance to take a deep breath here, get back to his back home or into Toronto. He's training in Toronto. Get picked up with that, but a little bit is just to exhale a little bit. He hasn't had much of that here in the last little bit. But it's always good to get it out of the way.
Brad, what did you maybe learn about this player, maybe that you didn't otherwise know, as you've gotten to know him maybe this week? I mean, probably hard to find anything new about players these days, but having him in your backyard here now is a big step.
He's a really mature young guy. He's been around the game. Like, nothing fazed him. He gets it. Like, he just gets it. You've had some young guys that have signed contracts before. He's obviously excited, but he looked at me and said, okay, now the real work starts. And so he gets it. There's a lot of them. He's an 18-year-old kid, but he understands it. He's got a real burning passion to be real good. But we had a pretty good sense of him, but being around him all week, you know, just confirmed what we already knew.
Brad, we've talked a lot, obviously, about his bloodline. Where do you see that knowledge base? Like, what does he come in with because his dad played in the NHL that some of these other kids might not?
Yeah, I think it's just being around it, knowing, you know, he knows his way around the locker room. He knows when to have eyes open, ears open, and mouth shut. He's just got a maturity to him, right? This stuff here doesn't phase him, right? And he understands that this is, you know, you gotta put the work in to get the results. So, just all of it. He's been around it. You know, this is his first. Having said that, this is his first step through all this stuff, right? But he's been in an NHL room since he could walk, he's a hockey junkie. This is what he thinks about and does and dreams about. But like I find with him, the stage or the bright lights aren't too bright for him. But he understands, hey, just because you're picked at a certain spot, or just because you've done certain things to this point, doesn't guarantee anything. There's a long road ahead of him. He understands that, and he's prepared to put the work in.
Any other takeaways from this week, Brett?
I thought it was good. Like, it's, I'm always cautious in hockey in July. You don't get too high or too low by any stretch. But I thought overall it was very competitive. Like, you could see, we always just this isn't about winning or losing out here right now. It's about skill development. It's about learning. It's about giving them information for the rest of their summers. But These are competitive guys. You put them in competitive environments. I thought there were some guys that stood out. You know, there's some. I thought there was very few that there was no real disappointments. And that's you got to be careful of getting, you know, leaving here all jacked up about somebody and all down in the dumps. It's July, so I thought the camp went good. I think there was really good information. It's a good group of kids, and now they get on their way for the summer, and some of them will be back in September, and then. Like I said, that's when it's the real stuff starts.
Even in July, it was hard not to notice Oliver Shillington today. Can you talk about his progress from this time last year until now?
Well, you know what it is, too? You can just see the maturity. You guys maybe see it just even talking to him. You know, those kids that have been through a camp, it's one thing. You know, they've been through it. They kind of know. You'll hear them say, well, I know everybody and been through it. Those kids, like, he played in the American League at 18. You can count on one hand how many kids do that. I just noticed a maturity in him. Like, he's he's just where he was a year ago, and that's what happens. Those kids that have played a year pro, they're a year wiser. Physically, they look different. Mentally, they're more mature. He just sort of jumps out on the map when you're out there. Like, his physical tools are, you know, he can skate as very few can. But you can even see little things of his game now. It's not about beating everybody on the ice. It's making a play. We talked a lot about earning coaches' trust in terms of being responsible defensively. He's learning that. I think he took big steps in that direction. But I just think he's a year older, a year wiser, much more mature.
Brad, should there be any alarm bells that Gillies wasn't able to go today, or is that part of
it? No, that was really part of it. This was sort of his first foray, you know. So our whole thing wasn't, we're not winning any medals in July here right now. So let's get him out, get him moving for a day and a half. We got lots of goalies to look at. John was, you know, he's been here for a few days just working with Jordan and working with, you know, getting back on timing. So that was really part of the plan here.
July hockey qualifiers aside, when you pick a guy in the sixth round and he comes over and has the kind of game that Tallulah had today, yeah, where you see skill, you see the size, that's got to be kind of interesting.
Yeah, you kind of go, ooh, that looks like a pretty good sixth round pick. But, you know, he really, our guys were talking about him, our Finns were raving about him all year, and then he was at the under 18, so had a pretty good tournament. The one thing with him that stands out is his size. He's a big man. There's still some conditioning he's got to work on, but there's an interesting package there. He's also got soft hands. Like, you saw a couple of things here. He can shoot the puck, and he's got a little snarl to him. And so yeah, those are interesting traits. You know, he may be a guy we're seeing back here in September. He was drafted in the import draft,
yeah,
by Everett.
Yeah.
I haven't got 100% confirmation what's happening there, but we think that could be a case. And so if that is the case, then he'll be back here in September and join us in Penticton. But he's an interesting guy. That combination of, you know, size and skill is, we could use that a little bit around here.
With that build,
we could find a room for him.
With that build of play, that kind of player, is that someone your preference would be to have him in North America?
Yeah, I think for him, like, going back for those kids is always good. I think his game is more suited to the North American game. I think, you know, talking with him, that's really what he's looking at. Like, he sort of likes the small rink and banging into each other. He thinks that's kind of cool. I think it's going to suit him well, if that's indeed which way he goes.
How happy are you with Brandon Hickey's development, and how close do you think he is to being a pro?
Yeah, really happy. I mean, he's a really good example. When you look at, like, so he's drafted a couple of years ago out of the Alberta Junior League, right? And so this, when we talk about development, so you look, you know, you test them every summer, and then you test them again and during the year and all the rest of it. But you look at where he came in, you know, the first year, just physically, and Mother Nature takes its toll, and he puts the work in. Now he's looking like a man. You know, I think he's drafted 185 pounds. He's now 207, 208. He goes back for another year. He's a guy that, you know, we want his focus being on being a good player and worrying about his team and at Boston, which they should have a really good team. He's got to find a way to grow there. And, you know, our plan would be, we'll see where he is at the end of the year, and maybe we have a discussion at that point. But I think, I really look at his game, the way he skates. Like, he's a wonderful skater. He had a great experience this year with the World Junior team. So he's certainly on the right path here right now.
With Rasmus Anderson last year, he admitted he came in here, he wasn't in great shape. Was it better this year, or do you still have concerns on that front?
Some are a work in progress. Rass and I are going to have a little chit-chat tomorrow. So they're young guys, and they're like all of our, we all got kids that sometimes you have to tell and tell again, but there's times to be pros and do the right thing. And Rass is the one thing, you watch him out on the ice, mm-hmm, and he is, you know, he's got such a calmness with the puck. He moves it like a pro. But there's more to being a pro than just skating around on the ice. So Rass wants to be a pro. I mean, he wants to be a player, but some guys you have to work on their skating, some guys you got to work on their shot, some guys you got to work on anything. So we'll have a We'll have a good little chat here later on.
Things seem to come pretty easy to him at the junior level. I've seen guys who go to the American Hockey League and it's a wake-up call. Could that be a wake-up call for him?
Well, I think he understands it. Like, he played with men when he was 16. You know, and some guys just, you hope that, you know, they get it. You know, the other part of this is still the summertime, and he's trying to do both things. You know, one of the things Rass is trying to do is get stronger. But it's, you know, you also have to be in good condition. And we're not in any position right now where we've got alarm bells running off, but it's time to, if in fact you want to be a pro this year, there's certain things that, and expectations, and we'll go through those again. And I really am confident that he'll show up in September looking the way he should look. And he's eager to get down there. They had a really good run there in Barrie. He wasn't able to get down to the American League, but those guys, it's a wake-up call. You talk to those first-year guys, you know, everybody's like, oh, the American, and then you get down there and you're playing against 30-year-old men who have a wife and kid that really don't care about the 19 or 20-year-old. This is how they make their living. So it is, you know, it can be a wake-up call. So we try to warn them and talk to them and tell them about it, and sometimes the best medicine is going through it. But Ross is a good kid. He's a good kid, and he wants to be a good player, and he is a good player.
You had 10, I believe, guys here on invites. Mm-hmm. Anybody earn their way back?
There's a couple that we're sorting through right now. Yeah, they're going to go up and do a little Banff expedition, and then the guys are going through that right now. But there'll be a couple here that we'll see back in September.
Tell us who they are?
No? Not right now.
In a few minutes?
Before September.
Okay.
No, we're just going to sort that out here a little bit. I know they haven't, their schedules, we want to talk to them first.
Brad, Hunter left the scrimmage today.
Yeah.
Midway through. Any update on
You know what? I haven't. I've been having some meetings and I'm going to go. I think he got a little cut in his lip. He banged in. There was a lot of beef going in there. But I think my initial report's everything okay, but I haven't checked.
Why
isn't
Falkowski here?
Visa. He had a visa issue.
Okay. So he's back home and he couldn't get...
Yeah. Yeah. He couldn't... He couldn't get a visa to get in it. Yeah. He couldn't get a visa. It's a long, sordid tale, but it's frustrating. Even Dykov got his, like, the morning of the flight.
Okay.
I think his flight was at 10 o'clock and it showed up at, like, 7:30.
Really?
Yeah. And so they had been working, and usually we thought those things were going to be filed by the, you know, by the player, or by the, I thought we were under the impression he had it, and we draft him, send us your paperwork, Niet was the response, and so we're like, all right, so we got going on it and just didn't get it done in time.
Are you expecting him back in the O again next year?
We'll see. Yeah, okay. It's unknown right now where he's going to be at.
So we may see him in September, we may not.
Yeah, there's a potential, he's a definite maybe.
Where did that go?
Yeah, well, he signed over in Russia.
Yeah.
You know, from our standpoint, I mean, if you would ask me, I'd prefer, obviously, him playing for the Hitmen. He made a decision that he felt that he was best served to go back and play with men, and you know, from a development standpoint, that he'd be better served doing that. You give them your side of the story. Ultimately, these young guys can make their own decisions. So we maintain his rights and all the rest of it. So he'll be back he'll be playing in the KHL this year.
Right, so he's not in the fall.
He won't be back here.
Would he have been eligible to come to this camp, though, or he was absent, obviously?
Yeah, he would have been. He's back in Russia, so he stayed there for the
multi-year deal. Do you know?
No, it's a one-year deal. My understanding of it's in the one-year deal.
Gotcha.
You got one important signing out of the way today.
Mm-hmm.
Are you getting any closer on the other two?
Nothing to report. I can guarantee you nothing to report. Well, I shouldn't say that. I don't think there's anything to report today. No, we're inching along. We're inching along. Yeah, that's probably us.
Do you have a date in mind when you sooner rather than later, obviously?
Yeah.
But is there a date you'd like to get it done by?
When do we play? The 12th, I think we open up. Yeah, I'm hoping by then. We'll see. I mean, we'll see. I'd love it to be today. You know, if not today, I'd love it to be tomorrow. But you just, these are, you go through the process, and you know, you need, you, we'll keep banging away at it. You know, it'll get done. It'll get done. I just, and I'm not trying to be coy. I'd love to tell you the date so you guys can plan accordingly, but not there yet.
Does it bother you when you see something like Aaron Hicklab got Florida? Like when I saw it, I went, what?
Yeah. Those are, yeah, I mean, hey, he's a hell of a player. Yeah. And, yeah, but. He's always a challenge.
I was shocked. I kind of wonder where you were when I read that.
Yeah, well, yeah. Shocked is a word. But, hey, they, you.